With Chike, and that was absolutely lovely. And in case you missed out, well, guess what? You might just get lucky. In the remaining month of 2025, we might just bring Chike back right here on Chamanga 913. Aquana Skin came through with Julian Jinja, and we had Tyler featuring Travis Scott in Water, the remix, and Heavy K features Natalia Mavaso in Uyege. It is 1745 on Power.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. The power.
1xBet. 1xBet. With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The government has assured the safety of the people in the Sino Metals pollution. An inferno has swept through Mansa sugar plantation in Efikombo area, destruction of 32 hectares of the destroying 32 hectares of the plantation. Thousands of Rwandan refugees who fled the 1994 genocide are returning from DR Congo. And in sports, Chipolo Polo boys lose their first CHAN match against DRC.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Government has assured the safety of people in areas affected by the Sino Metals tailing dam, noting that through its specialized agencies, vigorous response has been mounted and the situation has been normalized. Speaking during a joint press briefing, Information and Media and Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says there's no need to raise alarm regarding the pollution caused by Sino Metals. The minister disclosed that according to laboratory results, the pH levels have returned to normal and concentrations of heavy metal are decreasing, noting that the immediate danger to human, animal and plant life has been averted. He further revealed that over 200 water and sediment samples have been collected and analyzed, with 37 results released while 167 are still under testing. Mr. Mwetwa added that no confirmed deaths related to the acute heavy metal poisoning have been recorded to date.
It's not the first time. It has happened before. It is pretty precedented. And such pollution has been dealt with before. just like this one is being dealt with. Your government is on top of things, and the citizens of our country and humanity at large would do well to know that this particular new donor administration of President Hakainde Hichilema will spare no effort to ensure that a total cleanup is done for the restoration of the environment and guaranteeing the safety of our people.
Meanwhile, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Zovu, says the water supply to the people for consumption is of accepted standards by the World Health Organization. Ms. Zovu emphasizes that the water that has been supplied to the people has been tested by Nkana Water and Sewerage Company, emphasizing that the water utility company has had its laboratories improved to achieve this. In another development, government has assured the public that it will respect the outcome of the Pretoria High Court in South Africa regarding the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Government spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa reaffirmed government's commitment to giving the late president a befitting burial regardless of the court's decision. Mr. Mwetwa has since appealed to citizens to remain calm as they await the judgment, urging them to respect the court's decision. A full bench of the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria is tomorrow, Friday, August 8th, expected to deliver its long-awaited judgment on the Zambian government's application to repatriate the body of President Lungu for a state funeral and burial in Zambia. The ruling, scheduled for 11:30 a.m. in open court, is expected to set precedence in a case that has so far tested legal boundaries and diplomatic sensitivity.
So, as government, we want to appeal to our citizens to remain calm in anticipation, and that on the part of government, we stand ready to respect the decision that will come out of South Africa. And we want to urge all our citizens that whatever decision will come out of South Africa relating to the putting to rest of the remains of our 6th Republican President, Edgar Chagwa Lungu, all of us as citizens, we must be able to respect such decision, because we are law-abiding and we are one people. And whatever the direction it will take, we must all look forward to giving the former president a farewell.
Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ General Secretary Father Emmanuel Chikoya, has underscored the need for peace ahead of the 2026 general election, stating that Zambia deserves credible polls next year. Speaking during the Thursday's edition of Power FM Breakfast Show, Father Chikoya has called for issue-based campaigns devoid of tribalism, stating that the church looks forward to seeing a conducive environment for all political players, including both local and international observers, during the 2026 general election. Meanwhile, he has also underscored the need for the media to provide fair coverage during next year's polls.
We hope to see issue-based campaigns. High time we got away from this issue of trying to appeal to our, this is our own, I'm your own issue. We want to judge people by the content of their character, by the vision, by the aspirations that they have for getting into that office. And so we want to see scenarios where people don't just vote. You know, when they are voting for the president, then automatically everything is the same. No, we want people to be objective. We want people to analyze every person and even dare to vote for somebody that may not necessarily be from their political party, but they've got value, but they've got a vision, and they've got a character and content that we need as Zambians. We want to see peace as we get to towards the elections. We want to see fair coverage, you know, on the public media space. I mean, this is taxpayers' money. Every Zambian invests in ensuring of public media.
more news, an inferno has swept through.